I'm Robert Norris, and the name of the show is Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides. It's nearly noon, and coming up soon will probably be an interesting discussion. Free Radio Santa Cruz members, there's been a controversy in the studio around issues of where do you place Spanish language programming, how much programming should be Spanish language, how do you represent people who prefer to see more English language programming or English language programming more prominently placed in at a regular spot? There's been, you know, accusations of racism, other accusations of playing the race card, which means accusing people unfairly of racism. And, you know, some of that will probably come up if this conversation happens. I'm expecting some guests, but we'll see if they show up. If they don't, I won't blame them because, frankly, I'd rather be playing interviews about from homeless people on the street who don't have their own private mics. All the people who'll be involved in this discussion have shows. And of course, you can call in, whoever you are listening. You don't have a show, but you can be on the show. But people who will be in the studio if they show actually have their own programs, and so they can actually discuss these issues there if they wish. A lot of these internal issues in free radio are kind of hush-hush, and there's a sort of a don't talk about the internal issues publicly feeling among some members. And it's certainly, you know, more professional if you can work out your differences behind closed doors. But where those differences have some significance for the community and where they may be replicated in other alternative radio stations, such as the Pacifica stations and other places, then public discussion is can be appropriate, particularly if it involves listeners. So that may be coming up. I'm also, as usual, I have the usual selection of items which I wanted to either read or review. For those who are interested, there was not a protest yesterday. It would have been the 10th in front of Bunny's. We took a week off, and who knows? We may have ended this round of protests, although, again, we're going to be talking more about that at the next Huff Homeless United for Friendship and meeting on Wednesday. So come on down to the Huff meeting if you want to weigh in on that issue, or give a call to the Huff line, 423-HUFF, 423-4833, if you'd like to talk about that. Sounds like our first caller of the morning. Whoa. Hi there. I think you're on free radio. You there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Let me try this. Hi. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hello? Hey there, Dennis. The 469 line does not seem to be attaching. The handset works. I'm actually on the handset, and nobody's hearing your voice on the air. I'll try the air directly. Let's see if we can put you on the air. Hang on. Okay, Dennis, are you there? Hello? Yeah.
Hello, speaking.
Say something again. All right, so it seems like when I take the phone off the hook, I can hear you, strangely enough. Can you hear me? And now you can't hear me. Oh, it's weird. Can you hear me, Dennis? I'm back on the phone line. Sorry, listeners, for our technical confusion. You there, Dennis? Yeah, unfortunately, you're not going out on the air when you're put into the board directly. I can hear you, but now you're not going out because I can, you know, I'm on the phone to you. When I hang up the headset, I've got some problems. Maybe you should try the other line. Let's give that a try. Thanks. And my apologies, listeners, for the in-studio diddle-daddle, but that's the nature of the beast. So bear with me, and we'll soon get a call from Dennis on the other line. Maybe we can hear what old Uncle Dennis, well, not that old. Older than some, younger than others, has to say. Again, reminding you, you are tuned to Free Radio, 101.1 FM and www.freakradio.org, your community radio station. Hi there, Dennis.
Hi there, Robert. How are you?
All right. We actually have a go here. Obviously, I'm probably making some minor error with the board, which is screwing me up. But thank you for accommodating me by calling in on the other line.
Well, I was hoping that we could have a, you know, other callers call in too. But if you're having problems, well, I guess we'll have to do with what we have.
Well,
you
I can...
know, it's free radio. It's not fully functional.
Very true. I guess what we can do, I think you told me there's a way to if I go directly from the board, I can perhaps get, we can invite people to call in on the other line. Is that the procedure we use here? Or there's no way to get a second line in once you're on this line, right?
Well, no, people can still call in on the other line, but you were having technical problems with that line, so.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Well, let me.
Anyway.
Yeah, let me review what happened last week, since you are calling in on that issue per your request. I know that you only learned about the discussion. We had Skidmark Bob in the studio and then two other one programmer and one former programmer calling in to talk about some of the issues that Skidmark Bob raised. Why don't I give you a chance to frame them as you saw them, because I know you also are a man who often chairs the Free Radio Santa Cruz secret, well, not secret isn't the word, closed collective meetings, which discuss these issues as well.
I would like to take this opportunity to go back and discuss a little bit of history prior to what happened about a month ago.
Sure, but before you do that, I mean, do we think, I'm wondering if listeners understand what is the general issue we're discussing. I guess that has to do with racism.
Well, I was gonna work into the that, Robert. There.
Okay, go for that.
Okay. Free Radio Santa Cruz is a collective of people who get together to put on radio, and it's been the original collective included Skidmark Bob and other people who were part of organizations in Santa Cruz that had little or no voice in commercial radio. That included Food Not Bombs, Cop Watch, Earth First, and I'm sure there's a number of other groups that were probably, you know, in there originally.
Huff.
And we, you know, the station was formed and has persisted since 1995, basically on the efforts of volunteers who get together and put it together and make it happen and make it work. Now, it hasn't always been harmonious and easygoing. It's a difficult, working with a collective of people sometimes. But one of the original purposes of Free Radio Santa Cruz was to provide a voice for the voiceless in Santa Cruz. And over the years, we started getting programmers who spoke Spanish and presented shows in Spanish. Probably the first one of those was a show called Global Local, put on by Sandino, Augusto Cesar Sandino Segundo, as he calls himself on the air, which started out as a bilingual Spanish-English show, and I believe still is whenever he gets back from his trip to Cuba. But over the last 5 or 6 years, we've added more and more Spanish shows, some of them entirely in Spanish, and some of them bilingual. Another bilingual show is, which isn't particularly about Spanish-speaking issues, but is bilingual, was our Teachers for Class War, which is presented by programmer Daniel San and Ariel and some other people, though I'm not sure they actually use their names. But anyway, the one thing that we have had over the years is trying to get quality news programming in Spanish. We had, we had these locally produced shows in Spanish. And we tried broadcasting the Democracy Now! Headlines in Spanish. One of the problems with that program is that it's just a headline show. There's no detailed stories behind the headlines. There's no in-depth reporting, and there's no analysis of news presented on Democracy Now! In Espanol. And the other problem with it, it is that it doesn't come out until later in the day. We broadcast Democracy Now at 8 a.m. and hopefully and at noon. But Democracy Now headlines in Spanish doesn't come out until 9 or 10 o'clock Pacific time. And so it was difficult to program. We tried presenting the Monday headlines on Tuesday morning, and we did that for about 2 years. But at the same time, we kept looking and looking and looking and trying to find a quality news program in Spanish. And about...
Let me interrupt you, Dennis, for a moment and say... esto es, es el señor Dennis, tío Dennis, que tiene un programa en la noche. Y él dice en un discurso que hay un contexto, no sé, mi español es muy pequeño, pero es una situación donde el señor Dennis, el colectivo, quiere obtener programas en español con información buena.
Y con calidad muy bueno de noticias.
Sí, sí, quiere mejor programas.
Sí,
y es un dificultad muy difícil hacerlo. Y más y más hombres y señoritas hacen programas en español. Pero hay este problema de... the news, como se dice en español, the news, no sé.
Noticias,
gracias.
Or diarios.
Yeah, and so for the English speaking, I'm translating a bit here for those who happen to be speaking Spanish. Porque me gusta hablar español. Y, ¿qué cosa es esto? ¿Es su gato o qué? ¿Un gato?
I apologize for the background noise.
Oh,
I have a fire engines and a dog who likes fire engines.
Oh, un perro. Okay.
Yeah, un perrito.
Ah, sí, perrito. Entonces, es mejor hablar en español porque dice que media de la población de Santa Cruz, no la ciudad, pero el más grande cosa de Santa Cruz County, no es como se dice el distrito de Santa Cruz, habla español. More than half the population of the county speaks Spanish. Go ahead, Dennis. And so we're talking now, trying to get both populations aware of and probably even in closer communication, más comunicación entre los que hablan español y los que no hablan español, y los que hablan inglés.
And I would certainly like to apologize because my Spanish is muy malo.
And so is mine.
Comprende muy poquito. About 8 months ago, we came across a program produced at KPFK in Los Angeles, which is called Informativo Pacifica, and it is a quality half-hour-long news broadcast in Spanish produced every day and presented and available to us on the Internet from KPFK. So we... as a collective, made a decision to present that program at 5:30 in the evening, right after Free Speech Radio News, which is another Pacifica radio news broadcast in English. And unfortunately, that required us to move programming 4 days a week that we had previously presented at 5:30 hour either to another place on the dial or because we already programmed that particular program some other time during the day. It was already scheduled during some other time of the day. Then we didn't actually cut it from the schedule. In actuality, when we put Informativo Pacifica on the 5:30 Monday through Friday slot, no other program was taken off the air, but sometimes a second presentation of that program was eliminated. So that's something that many of us in the collective, because it did get a consensus of the collective, at the time, we felt that this was a way to serve our Spanish-speaking audience and present a quality newscast in Spanish for the audience in Santa Cruz. So that's sort of the history behind how this controversy came to the fore. And I believe March, it might have been late February, but I believe March of this year, one of our programmers started expressing the opinion that we needed to move Informativo Pacifica to some other time of the day.
Dennis, let me interrupt you, Dennis.
Hold on, let me just finish the sentence. And okay. Put those programs that had been in the 5:30 hour back in the 5:30 hour.
Okay, now I'm interrupting you for two reasons. Primero, porque yo quiero traducir un poco de esta cosa. Este programa, el mejor noticia programa, se llama Informativo Pacífico. Es en una, ¿cómo se dice? En el schedule.
Informativo Pacífico.
Gracias. Es a un nuevo tiempo, a las 5:30 cada día. Pero la pregunta está ahí. Y en la estación yo tengo la señorita que y programista, no sé cómo se dice programmer en español. Ella tiene una ella está aquí. And let me introduce at this moment, although for our Spanish speaking audience, I apologize. Mea culpa porque mi español pero yo quiero traducir, yo quiero aprender y posiblemente más tarde puedo hacer mejor. We have Teresa in the studio. Hi, Teresa. Welcome to Free Radio.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for...
Oh, I better give you a mic as well. That would be appropriate, wouldn't it?
Thank you, Robert. And hi, Dennis.
Hi, Teresa. Good morning.
And Teresa, you have a regular show, The Third Paradigm, which I really have listened to with some interest, both because I disagree with you on some subjects and also because I find your recent analysis... I think it's recent, of the Articles of Confederation. Very interesting.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Intrigued by that.
Yeah. And I know that, so, Dennis, I interrupted you because I thought that Teresa might better be able to present her own position unless you want to give your own opinion.
I certainly wasn't aware that she was coming, but now that she's here, she can certainly present her side of of her proposal that she made at the time.
It sounds good to me. We also invited on the, sort of the other side, I think there are probably more than one side, although it often seems polarized, Sandino and Danielson to show and possibly Ariel. I didn't reach them specifically, but I did ask on the Free Radio Santa Cruz voicemail.
Right.
Voicemail.
Oh, the email.
The email.
Yeah, which is where I responded.
And you did respond. I was going to actually read your email. In fact, I could do that before you begin. If you wonder, would you rather just go directly into your own thoughts?
Well, I mean, I could probably just say the same thing that I mentioned in the email. That, to me, the debate isn't whether Free Radio Santa Cruz should be Spanish or should be in English. The question is, what is our primary purpose? And that whatever that primary purpose is, I feel that we should be consistent. Right now, what I think we're doing is really kind of playing both sides of the fence. When we are fundraising or, you know, pulling in listeners, we're doing it through independent news media. When we have our station identifications, there'll be Naomi Klein, Amy Goodman, Michael Parenti. There are people who are really focused on independent news. And then when we've been making programming decisions, we've been making the programming decisions based on primarily representing marginalized people within our own community, which is bilingual, or, you know, homeless, or, I mean, any number.
Women.
Women, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're, at that point, we're looking at our own community, whereas if we're looking at a global impact, there's now 6,000 languages in the world. 5,000 of those are indigenous, and 29 of them every year go extinct. So personally, I want to represent global issues, and I don't want language to be a barrier, because if it was going to be a barrier, I'd have a lot of languages that I'd have to learn and that our audience would have to learn. Personally, I have two daughters who are learning Spanish now in high school. I wish that I could find a class in Quechua or Kuna or another one of the indigenous languages, because I feel like those are ones that are really hard to find translators for, and that there's a lot of really important things coming out of Latin America right now that are only in those languages. So that's, you know, that's my stance. It's not really, you know, one or the other. It's just, you know, we should choose which one we are, and we should be consistent. And I believe that there should be a station in Santa Cruz that gives independent global news and takes that as its priority, which, if it's not going to be Free Radio Santa Cruz, I think we should start another one. So that's my stance.
Are you volunteering to start that station?
Yeah, I am.
Right on, Teresa. And I guess that really doesn't require a lot of money. It requires like $1,000, I think. But it requires a bunch of people to get together and donate rent money and also do the technical work.
Well, what I've been thinking about is a legal low-power FM station. And I think it actually could be done very cheaply without rent. I think you could do it the same way that we do it, where it's primarily an internet station and then gets picked up and broadcast, you know, from another location. So I think that you actually could do it without getting into things like rent. And
interesting.
And right now, I mean, I guess part of the issue has been that, you know, really Bob has been doing a lot of what it is that listeners and donors who are supporting the global news, he's the one who's primarily been the one doing that programming. If he could do that from home, it would be a lot more efficient for him.
Let me ask you, Dennis, and thank you, Teresa, for that thought. You've been with the station since 1995 from the very beginning.
Well, actually not, Robert, to be absolutely perfectly accurate.
Sure, go ahead.
Though I was at the first organizing meeting for Free Radio, I didn't actually become involved as a programmer until 1997.
So you're just a kind of new time interloper from 1997.
Well, I was doing other things at the time that I felt were more useful in my time, but in 1997 I started the Earth First Radio show.
So I'm older than you are. Nee, nee, nee.
Yeah.
However,
well, I mean,
but that's not the point. The point is that you have been involved in the technical end of Free Radio for at least a decade. Actually, it looks like 12 years. And here's Teresa's proposal. What would that involve in terms of actually getting that to happen? I mean, is it?
Well, actually, Robert, I want to say, and based on some things that were said last week on your radio show about starting an all-Spanish station, mm-hmm. I've actually been involved in three different attempts to start up and run a Spanish-language radio station in Watsonville. And all three of those attempts, one of them actually got on the air, and the other two just sort of never materialized. Really, well, actually, two of them got on the air, and one of them never materialized. But both of the ones that were on the air went off the air shortly thereafter in response to pressure by the FCC. So while I think that having another station in Santa Cruz might be a good idea, frankly, we have enough problems running one radio station. And If there is another group of people in Santa Cruz who wants to, on their own initiative, get up and do it, I'd be glad to help, but I'm certainly not going to be involved in the day-to-day running of another station. I spend more time than I really have available trying to keep Free Radio on the air. And so from that viewpoint, if there was, like I say, there's certainly room on the spectrum for another pirate radio station, but there is not room on the spectrum for a licensed low-power radio station in Santa Cruz. That is unavailable.
Are you sure, Dennis? Because I've heard...
Yes, I've done the research.
Okay, because I've heard that they've changed the law on that, so it now only needs to be two...
Even with second adjacent, there's no room here. that's the problem. We're too close to a major metropolitan area, and it's just, you know, there were two low power FM stations came on the air in the last 2 years, both of them on the same frequency that we were operating, but both of those stations were operating out of Monterey or the Salinas area. So there's just not room in Santa Cruz for a low-power FM. I mean, if we wanted to go to San Ardo, we could probably get an LPFM license, but not in Santa Cruz itself.
You know, Dennis, I understand that. I know it's the FCC that licenses this, but I'd like to really get City Council behind this, because I think that if Santa Cruz does not have access to independent global news, and there's no way that you can even bring that to Santa Cruz, that's really a problem. Because the only thing I find on the dial besides Free Radio Santa Cruz is either national network commercial news or local network commercial news. I mean, it's still what we call our nonprofit stations. They keep running these, you know, institutional advertisements. I don't see really the difference between them and a for-profit station in terms of who they, you know, who they can criticize without getting into endangering sponsorships.
Well, that is the big problem with the two non-commercial stations that are in Santa Cruz. Both of them, in reality, broadcast commercial messages.
Right.
One of them is pretty much an all music station who rebroadcasts the KPFA news at 6 o'clock weeknights and Sundays. And the other is an NPR station that, you know, is basically rebroadcasting everything that NPR and American Public Radio broadcasts on a weekly basis. I'm not saying that's bad programming.
That's KUSP you're talking about, right?
Yes, KUSB.
Right.
And the other one would be KZSC up.
University Station.
Station.
I've been talking to KZSC about rebroadcasting Third Paradigm. And what they've said is that they only put on their own shows. And even if there is a programmer who wants to put it into their show, it has to get past a board review.
And that's because they're governed by the Board of Regents of the University of California.
So since
who owns their license.
And one of my future episodes is on the student loan scam. And even today I'm talking about how I think that college ends up driving kids into the military. I don't think I could make those kind of statements on KZSC without endangering, you know, their sponsorships.
Well, that may be true, but what I want to do right now is to bring this conversation back to the issue that we were discussing last week, and the reason for me calling in this week is that my understanding of Free Radio Santa Cruz is that we're trying to serve underserved communities in Santa Cruz, and probably the most underserved community in Santa Cruz is the Spanish-speaking minority in Santa Cruz, which actually isn't a minority. I believe there's probably at least as many Spanish speakers in Santa Cruz as there are English speakers.
Santa Cruz County, you mean?
Yes. Though we don't reach the entire county as a broadcast station.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was any underserved population in Santa Cruz County that needs to be served, it's Spanish-speaking people. And we currently broadcast about 3 hours a day of actual daily news, Democracy Now! Twice, then Free Speech Radio News, and Informativo Pacifica. And out of those 6 hours, only half an hour is in Spanish. And we do broadcast shows like Alternative Radio, Counterspin, Between the Lines, the Shortwave Report, TUC Radio, Alternative Radio. These are all programs that are produced nationally for a national audience that we broadcast here. In terms of local news, we really only have one program that even attempts to do any kind of local news, and that's Robert Norse's show. And he focuses pretty primarily on homeless issues, so we don't get a broad spectrum of local news, but it's the only program that we have that's anything close to local news.
Yeah, we used to have more. I guess Skidmark and Phil Free and others used to do stuff like that. I mean, maybe they still do. And, of course, there are some local issues that do come up, like internal free radio issues, which sometimes break out into the air. But that often is not so much a function of their significance in the community as the kind of heat with which they generate in our own internal discussions. I have a question for you, Teresa, which has to do with, you know, while I'm a, you know, it's very interesting to hear these stats about the different languages and how their number of them are dying. They're, you know, many of them are indigenous, and we don't hear about them. We just hear about the few that aren't, that are more broad spread, usually imperialist languages that were spread by conquering countries and empires. But it's still nonetheless true that in the area that's in our station radius, that's within that radius, it really is, the two languages are Spanish and English. You would certainly agree with that, right? I mean, we don't have too many native Quechua speakers in terms of the total number. I don't know for sure, but what would you say?
No, I would agree, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that being the case, I would like to see you and others learn these languages simply because if you travel to Honduras and you want to find out what's going on down there and who supports, you know, the return of the...
Zelaya?
Yeah, the...
turncoat
aristocrat who's, you know, who knows what he is. I'm not too happy with him either. But, you know, he obviously seems to be offending the right people anyway. So, you know, that's good. But, you know, it'd be nice to have that. Here in Santa Cruz, we need, if we want to serve, whether it's underserved or not, and it is underserved, Spanish is the significant language. It's not French. It's not even Thai. You know, it's not Tagalog. It's Spanish.
So the question, I think, Robert, which is, you know, just a strategic one, mm-hmm. is should a radio station try to serve two discrete different audiences at the same time? Or should a radio station be, you know, try to take one audience and then bring as many diverse viewpoints to that one audience as possible, but to make it so that that person never, never touches their dial? Because, I mean, that's typically, you know, what you would want. You would, I mean, people who, unless you're in the car where you have buttons, I know at home I can't figure out my radio, you know, in order to program the stations. So I leave it on free radio, and then if I get really fed up, I change it somewhere else, and it takes them to do something, you know, to make me change it back. So I would be looking at saying there should be one station that serves an independent global news-seeking audience.
Let me put this more baldly. Your point is, here comes all this Spanish chatter that I can't understand. Damn it, I wanted to hear my Democracy Now in English again, and we get this damn Español que no puedo entender nada de esta cosa. ¿Qué cosa es eso? I don't want to hear this shit. I'm going to turn to something else. And I'm trying to be, you know, candid about the emotions involved or possibly the preferences involved. And I know, you know, sometimes I like listening to Spanish stuff as I try to understand it, which is very rapid often. I have a hard time following Spanish language radio. But it seems to me you're saying you're going to lose the English listener audience if you replace it during prime time with blocks of Spanish-speaking news, as we have done at 5:30 with, what's the name of the show, Dennis?
Informativo Pacifica.
Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah.
So, is that your point? Or one of your points?
No.
Am I putting it harshly, perhaps? But,
It's not so much that. I mean, when I look at the question of should I put my time towards learning Spanish, what I have to ask is why would I prioritize the issues of immigrants who happen to live geographically in the near vicinity over the issues of people who live halfway around the world? And what I'm trying to do in my life is to say the value of every person is equal. And so if someone halfway around the world is being tortured, then that is more important to me. That is news as opposed to whether someone, you know, is unable to get into a college.
I know my answer to that, but I don't want to just make this a discussion with me. Dennis, do you have a thought on that?
Well, other than Native Americans, who probably have been here longer than people realize, pretty much everyone else is an immigrant. My lineage comes from Northern Europe, and even you know, immigration isn't the issue here.
Right, but I said
The issue is, how can we present information to people who live in Santa Cruz County in a way that they can understand? And can we make that information the best information that we can possibly present to them? Because we know they're not getting good information from commercial radio stations.
Would you agree with that?
No, I don't. I don't think that is the question. I think the question is, do we prioritize community? Do we prioritize people and issues on the basis of the accident of geography? You know, if all people are equal, then something that happens to two people is twice as important as something that happens to one. And something that happens to 1,000 people is 1,000 times more important. To me, that's what I want a station to show, is not whether immigrant or indigenous issues are prioritized, but just whether people are equal, considered equal, and the issues are prioritized either by the severity of them or the amount of people that they impact.
Now, my priorities would be different, because I would say the real priorities are what you can do to change those issues. And the people you have the most power over are those who are local. And those are the people you have the most responsibility for as well. If you got poverty in your own neighborhood and you have a bunch of people ranting about poverty in Nicaragua, as you do with liberals like Mike Rotkin on the city council, you have people who want to talk about, you know, issues thousands of miles away, which I think are important, but ignoring the same realities for people who live down the street. It smacks to me of what I call liberal hypocrisy. And that's why I do a lot of this stuff about homeless on my show, because I think we need to address what's happening in our community as much as possible. And that's why I probably take this point of view more sympathetic to the idea of having Spanish language programming, even though I frankly can't follow it. My Spanish is not good enough to follow. I don't even know if it's good enough because, and this might key in with your argument, I don't tune in to Spanish language programs on Free Radio Santa Cruz. You know, I'm lazy. I want to hear English. And I do un poco de español, you know, on my Spanish when it comes up. If a Spanish-speaking caller, I used to get a couple Spanish-speaking callers who would call in and ask questions. I'd struggle to translate and struggle to understand. But I don't really have that. But I recognize nonetheless that it seems to me to be an abstract and ultimately diversory argument. Although I understand its attractiveness to say, well, look, there's all these, you know, we must treat everybody in the world as equal, you know, and therefore we want to give equal attention to them all. I think that is, by doing that, you dilute what you're doing. And also, frankly, a lot of the issues that are covered nationally about disadvantaged groups elsewhere are covered by other leftist groups in other areas. We replay those shows. That's why they're being replayed. Whereas Santa Cruz News, what's happening with the Spanish-speaking people in Watsonville, nobody is writing about, except maybe some Pajaronian people, you know, some writers from the paper.
Well, I mean, what we hear about Spanish language issues from Salinas is that people are gunning each other down.
Yeah, they're a bunch of damn gangsters.
Gang violence amongst, you know, Spanish-speaking Norteño Sureño gangs. I mean, that's commercial radio fodder, and I don't really think that that's the kind of programming that we should present on free radio. But certainly, you know, the kind of programming that occasionally the Brown Berets can present, I feel that that's valuable, and certainly we ought to, you know, attempt to communicate, national and international issues to our Spanish speaking audiences as much as we are able. Now, you know, I agree that I don't understand Spanish all that well, but I attempt to listen to Informativo Pacifica because they present stories that actually don't appear on Democracy Now! And so sometimes I can follow them to the limits of my ability to understand Spanish. But, you know, we have other programs by other programmers on Free Radio Santa Cruz in Spanish that I don't listen to, only because I don't listen to every program on Free Radio Santa Cruz because, you know, there's types of music that I don't appreciate and don't really want to listen to. So, you know, I exercise my discretion that way. But, you know, that's the great thing about having a diversity of radio is that, you know, if you don't like the music you hear, you can tune in something else.
Teresa?
But that is my point, is that I don't think that you can actually hear the independent global news anywhere else if you're someone who works between the hours of 8 and 5, because we're not playing it and it's not being played anywhere else for the shows other than Democracy Now at, you know, 9 o'clock on KUSP. So, but to address a counterpoint of whether we should be looking at community issues, because those aren't presented elsewhere. If, for instance, I give a couple bucks to a homeless person, the chances are what they're going to, you know, let's say they use that then to go to McDonald's and to get something to eat. The food that they eat has not been provided by me. It's been provided by generally migrant workers who are working in slaughterhouses, by the people who are growing the tomatoes. It's I'm being generous, but I'm being generous in a way that is really at somebody else's expense who's worse off than the person I've given the money to. What my show is about, and what, if I were to do a station, it would be about, is community sovereignty, which is the right of self-determination. It's not saying, it's not who's disadvantaged. It's saying people all have a right to be able to provide for their own life, and that taking that right away from them is the thing that I'm trying to bring attention to, rather than what are people owed? You know, are people owed a food? Are they owed a roof over their head? That the people who are in Honduras right now aren't trying to get U.S. money. You know, they're not asking for us to give them a hand. What they're asking for is to get out of the way and to stop giving money to the coup government.
But that's what I think, at least I feel, homeless people, poor people, General Santa Cruz are seeking, just to have the plea get out of the way of their rights, to have McDonald's and other restaurants, which discriminate, Lulu Carpenter, get out of the way of their being able to use the service. If, you know, they don't, I mean, they aren't, I mean, everyone's struggling to survive, no question about it. So that issue of, you know, spare change, ma'am, comes up, certainly. But the issue that I raise mostly has to do with justice, more than entitlement to justice, which is a similar issue to the one you raise in other countries. I don't usually talk about, I mean, I talk about priorities. They're spending millions of dollars, as the council has done in this month, on the police department, in huge amounts of money to drive away homeless people from public bases, because, and in a way, I'm nervous with the arguments you use about radio, because the same similar arguments are used by merchants of their businesses. Their presence drives people away. You're not suggesting, and you've suggested at different times, other arguments you've had, that language, fuck, piss, shit, these words, free radio, people don't want to hear. Some people don't want to hear us, and it drives away a certain audience. You've made commentary earlier.
Right.
And it's not about the issue we're talking
right.
about.
No,
but
absolutely.
It's similar to, there's a, you're looking for, you want people to hear of these important issues they don't hear about, that if they become educated on, they might mobilize around.
Right.
That they might take action against.
I don't want to create any barrier to someone actually finding out the truth about their tax dollars or what their consumer dollars are doing, because if people actually knew what we were doing in other countries, we would put a stop to it.
No barriers as long as they speak English.
Yes.
That's the key point of the collective, I think, though. See, it's the point. I mean, let's go back to the more controversial issue. You have recently actually been banned from circulating a PSA. You do it on your own show. You can't do it on other shows or generally, which you sought to get some listener input on
right.
whether people, how they felt about it. Do they agree you should, you know, should the 5:30 spot, which is now Spanish-speaking spot, which is Informativa Pacifica, be returned to a, I don't know, alternative radio or spin, whatever it was, or free radio news, not sure what it was. But
because
we rebroadcasted shows that are available between 9 and 10 in the morning.
Again, it's the broadcaster shows. Dennis keeps pointing out, and I that's accurate as far as I know.
It's accurate, but yeah. If someone's working, they can't hear it.
Right.
But well, Spanish-speaking people have to work, too.
And see, there's the issue, and the real question is, I want to talk about the censorship issue, too, on the air. I think that's important. But the real issue is, at least in terms of your priority here, you suggested, well, city council, get the council to fund Spanish language, report a Spanish language station. Didn't you say you first came in?
No. What I'm saying is that I'd like to start a global independent news station, and that if Dennis is saying there is no space for it, you know, on the dial,
right.
I think
that... In English, Spanish?
In English.
In English.
I think that Santa Cruz, that it is a major issue if Santa Cruz people do not have access to independent global news, not funded by a corporation or an institution. I think that's a major violation of the purpose of media, and I think that that's an issue that should be brought up.
I think I misunderstood then. You're not suggesting that Spanish-speaking people necessarily go out and start their own station. You're suggesting that those who feel as you do that the real issue has to be an English-speaking station that covers this particular need start their own station? Is that your suggestion?
Right. I think there's a difference between myself and Bob. I mean, Bob has a lot of skin in the game. He's been here.
Skidmark Bob, for those who don't know, is a radio programmer. You're tuned to Free Radio, 101.1 FM, freakradio.org. This is Bethrop Spears Broadsides, and we have on the line Uncle Dennis in the studio with me, Teresa, discussing the issue of how do you deal with divergent populations and the need to get across information here in Santa Cruz, because we have people who speak English and people who speak Spanish.
Right. Yeah. So I think for Bob, it's been a much more difficult issue, because I've only been with Free Radio Santa Cruz 6 months. So for me to say, okay, well, if Free Radio has a different purpose than I do, then maybe I should figure out another way to be able to accomplish my purpose. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where I am mm-hmm. at this point, which, you know, I certainly would be want to be part of Free Radio, but I wouldn't be looking for it to be the global independent news source that I feel that Santa Cruz should have. But for Bob, I think it's a lot more difficult.
For those who are interested, Bob spoke on the air last Sunday. You can catch his archived comments at www.huffsantacruz.org under the name of the show, Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides. You know, this, of course, has generated a lot of controversy, and I think you're being realistic and from my view in saying that, well, at least there's a strong division in Free Radio, at least has been the last few meetings. I don't think this is revealing any big secrets, maybe by saying this, that some people felt that, you know, removing Spanish language programming that nobody has heard so that there can be rebroadcast English program has already been, you know, aired once on the air is a form of racism. That is to say, it is a form of or derogating Spanish language programming. And these kinds of, you might say, epithets, insults, or passionate feelings, if you want to try to, you know, divorce it from a personal attack. Of course, there were personal attacks. What happened in Free Radio meetings recently, and others said, no, this isn't racism. You're calling someone a racist, and this is playing the race card. I think in this show, we're getting closer to some of the issues here involved. Let me ask Dennis what he thinks of this, and then I'll ask what you think, Teresa. What do you think, Dennis?
Well, we've gone over a bit of history earlier on in this program, but you know, to get right down to where the charge of racism came up in the meeting was when we were discussing a public service announcement that Teresa had recorded. Basically, the public service announcement was asking for comment from listeners.
Have it here on the computer?
Comment for listeners about our programming. But there was some real problems with the wording of that PSA, and that the wording of that PSA came up as an issue at a Free Radio meeting. One programmer brought up that, you know, he thought that the wording could be construed as racist, and we had a discussion about it. We listened to the transcript of the PSA, and it was the consensus of the collective eventually that the PSA should not run on free radio because of the wording. Now, some very unfortunate things were said during that meeting. Teresa, unfortunately, was called a racist, unwarranted comment. It was also noted that she was displaying her white privilege, and some other comments that I don't recall the totality of everything that went on. Another programmer, Skidmark Bob, was called a self-loathing Mexican. I don't believe either of those comments were appropriate, and I asked the people who made, I personally, outside of the meeting, asked the people who made those comments to apologize for them. That has, as far to my knowledge, has not happened, and really does need to happen. It is one thing to argue about the wording of a public service announcement, and it's another thing to level a charge such as racism at another programmer. And that's, you know, inexcusable, unwarranted, and highly regrettable. But the fact that we were discussing the content of a public service announcement is something that was entirely appropriate. And while you could argue one way or another about the wording of that public service announcement, there was some things in it that were objectionable to people in the collective. And so we said that public service announcement cannot air during the general, you know, in fact, it really wasn't a public service announcement, not in the accepted sense of what a public service announcement is. It might have been.
Dennis, let me interrupt you for a moment, because what we're trying to do is find the public service announcement so we can play it for listeners and they come to their own decision. It's always weird to talk about something that you haven't got presented, and I'm going to try to find it here. Teresa's looking for it on her computer, and I think it may be in this, you know, on our computer somewhere if it hasn't been deleted.
That's another issue.
That's another issue indeed. But, you know, I mean, collectives will bicker and they'll have their own internal disputes and people will get mad at each other and they'll call each other names even occasionally. I mean, you know, people get passionate about issues and, you know, and I agree with you. It'd be nice if people apologize to each other and it'd be nice, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, that people will get together on these issues, however that would happen. But for me in this show, in the 10 minutes remaining before Skidmark Bob comes in with the World News Review, whatever it is, World Weekly News Review. I guess the issue is, I mean, I know, I mean, there's some things Teresa doesn't want to hear on the show. She doesn't like, you know, every fucking person saying fuck, 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 fuck on the air. She thinks that's, you know, that drives people away. It's not to mention devalues the value of the word fuck. I mean, you know, fuck has a perfectly good meaning and it should be used appropriately when it's, you know, when it's intended. Similarly,
well, Robert, I don't think anybody agrees on the meaning of that word.
Well, what is it? Fully uninformed.
I mean, we have the Supreme Court that can't even understand it. But to get back to the issue, you know, if Free Radio Santa Cruz wanted to have a survey from our listeners, which we've never done in any effective way, we did circulate one survey to some people who came to a benefit last year, but if we were to put out such a survey about what we thought our listeners might want to hear on Free Radio Santa Cruz, we would probably word it very differently from the PSA that Teresa generated. And we would probably have the responses to that survey come back to Free Radio Santa Cruz collective and not to Teresa's personal email account.
Well,
those were some other issues that came up around that PSA.
But wasn't Teresa asking, and of course we have to play the damn PSA, and I don't know if we're going to find it in time. But, I mean, I understand, Teresa, weren't you asking in this PSA, I've heard it once, but I've forgotten the details of it, for opinions, because you were interested in learning what the opinion of the community was. You didn't say, or did you say, I'm speaking on behalf of Free Radio. Which did you do?
Right. What I was looking for is to ask listeners whether they felt that it would be a, that it should be a priority for Free Radio Santa Cruz to be political rather than being politically correct, which I think is the phrase that has been jumped on.
Well, as how about being political offensive. Rather than bilingual is what you're saying, though? Because you're equating bilingual with politically correct, right?
So,
or am I wrong about that?
Again, going back to the issue of self-determination, uh-huh. It's not whether Free Radio Santa Cruz is allowing, whether we're allowing a bilingual station. The question is, should we be funding a bilingual station? Because right now, if you look at the, you know, the amount of dues that we're paying, we had, if you, the number of programmers who are, the ones who are, if you take out the ones that were 3 months behind or more and in danger of losing their shows, we only are making $300 a month in terms of dues.
By the way, send your checks, by the way, to Free Radio Santa Cruz immediately. It's at FRSC POB 7507, Santa Cruz 95061, or go to freakradio.org and find out how to do it. Go ahead, Teresa.
Our rent alone, I believe, is $450. So that means
$462.
Okay, that's not including any of the other expenses for equipment, for DSL lines, for phone lines, and so right now we're operating at a deficit.
If we always have,
right, which means that we rely on donors. If we're going to be relying on donors, I think we should be supplying what it is that donors want.
Well, it depends, of course, on what you mean, though, because let's suppose we get some big Republican donors who decide they want this or that, which doesn't accord with the mission statement of what our free radio is about. But let me get back to that question I asked you, which is, was your PSA, which you haven't been able to find yet?
No.
Is it on your folder? Maybe it might
be. It's somewhere there, yeah.
You might be able to find that program.
Yeah, I'll look for it.
But I'll ask you that is... Did you say, I would like to know, as a programmer, or did you say, I'm speaking for Free Radio Santa Cruz?
No, of course I didn't say I was speaking
for Free
Radio
Santa Cruz. I
didn't
think you did. That's why when I heard that they had censored your PSA question, I regarded that as inappropriate on their part. Because they did so because they felt that it was racist, because I think that racism was intended because you are saying politically correct means trying to get more bilingual programming, which some people regard as a slight on bilingual programming, and therefore, why would you slight it? Because it doesn't accord with, you want more English language, that's better, that's racist. I mean, that's the line of thinking, I think, that's there. And I understand it, and I don't agree that there, I mean, I tend to agree with the others, with the side that had that feeling, not in terms of whether it's racist or not, because I don't like to get into that kind of thing, but whether it's something I want to support or not. And that's my issue. I don't support censoring your PSA, and I don't support I probably support continued programming and increased Spanish language programming. So I have that position.
Right. And what ended up happening at that meeting is that it was Skidmark Bob who was censored because he had been the one who was programming. I mean, he would get in here at 6:30 in the morning before he goes to work at 7:30, and that's even without a car. And having the dedication to be here programming 6 days a week has been really providing what it is that I think most donors that I've talked to have been paying for.
And he has been including both the Spanish language programming and the English language programming, although the English far outnumbers the Spanish language programming. And your PSA, in essence, was in asking people, and because your point of view is, candidly, you favor, I think, changing the Spanish language programming so as to allow, as you say, for whatever reason, your reasoning was because the donors are mostly English language people and they're likely to give more money if they got English language programming, right?
Well, you mentioned a Free Radio Santa Cruz mission statement. I've been pushing at the meetings for us to have a mission statement, for us to determine what is our purpose. Because if our purpose is to serve underutilized voices in the community, I think that's fine. That's just not my purpose. My purpose is to bring global independent news to an English-speaking audience.
And I think
audience.
That was probably the reason there was so much passion in that meeting, because of this conflict of purposes. By the way, if you found the infamous PSA, take a look for it if you can, although I suspect we're going to run out of time. But I think the community would be interested in hearing what it is we're talking about. And the reason that it's important for the community is that it's resulted in at least one programmer cutting back a lot of time on the station. Another programmer resigned at the last meeting. It produces a lot of internal controversy and problems, which cut into the ability of listeners to hear regular shows and even to the ability of the station to maintain itself. I mean, we don't have a second line in today because either I'm so incompetent I don't know how to use a switchboard, which is a given, but also because there may be some equipment problems. And we need money, and, you know, we need more personal involvement in the station to deal with that issue. Uncle Dennis, anything you want to say before we run out on the clock here?
Well, Robert, I don't think anybody at Free Radio Santa Cruz is trying to be politically correct. I think Free Radio Santa Cruz does have a mission statement, and I'd be glad to bring it to the meeting. I believe I still have copies of it somewhere. But that mission statement, as I recall, mentions that we are trying to present information and programming for underrepresented groups in Santa Cruz. And I would posit that Spanish-speaking people are the largest underrepresented group in Santa Cruz. I don't believe it's any other group. I don't believe any other racial group or human rights group has a larger representation than Spanish speakers in Santa Cruz. So if there's one thing that Free Radio could do to serve underrepresented people in Santa Cruz, that would be presenting programs in Spanish.
Thanks, Dennis. I think what I'm going to try to do, since Skidmark looks like he's a few minutes late, is give anybody who's been listening in and may want to call in a chance to call. And unfortunately, that means cutting you out. Is there any final thing you want to say before you go?
Well, I think that we should encourage Spanish-speaking people in Santa Cruz to support Free Radio. And I will leave it at that.
And I want thank you, Dennis. Gracias, señor.
Bye-bye, Robert.
Bye-bye. And for those who want to make comments, but can't get on the air, you can also call the off-air number and leave your comments on the voicemail line, 427-4523, 427-4523. We are still seeking the infamous PSA here from the Third Paradigm, which, by the way, is a great show. I encourage people to listen to it. I liked it. And I sometimes have some spirited disagreements with it. But nonetheless, that's good. I mean, Teresa and I can actually talk. Me and the Downtown Business Association, we don't talk at all, not because I'm not willing to talk, but because they don't like what I do. But anyway, here we go. Here's a caller. Hi, you're on Free Radio with Robert and Teresa. Hello?
Hey, Robert.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. What's your name, caller?
David.
Hey, David.
Really enjoying the discussion. I've got a couple comments.
Go for it.
Let me turn down my radio because I'm getting some
definitely
timing
do that.
Delay problems.
I should always advise people turn down your radio when you call
yeah,
in.
Yeah, plus you're doing streaming through the Internet, so this is a big delay. A couple of comments. First of all, you know, if it's really a collective and you had 20, 30, 40, 50% Hispanic programmers who wanted to put on local programming, you'd be on the money. But since the vast majority of your programmers are English speakers, and, you know, as a regular listener of Free Radio, I tune in for a lot of the stuff that Teresa's doing. And by the way, Teresa is the best programmer ever.
Wait a minute. What about me? Hold it.
I got to come back and say thanks.
Robert, you're the most consistent, I must say.
Consistently but, what, though, is the question.
Well, you're persistent in your what you want to do. But I have to say, I've been absolutely stunned and absolutely impressed with Teresa. It's first rate stuff. It's absolutely first rate stuff, and I feel like she's been being put through the meat grinder a little bit on this issue. She's asking some legitimate questions, and she's getting a lot of I think fairly rabid response from what I get through the grapevine.
Well, we did have some. We haven't heard a lot of – Dennis has really been the only person who's given us – and I've tried to play devil's advocate – the other side of this issue. I think they may or may not call in on this issue. And, again, esto es en inglés and no es en español. Es lástima. It's a pity that it's in English and not – and I don't speak Spanish as well,
too. If you go back
to
the population thing that was said, that maybe you could say 50% of the population is Spanish-speaking within Santa Cruz County, but within your broadcast area, I would fairly say strongly you've got like 70% or 80% English speaker or first language English speakers, and I have to tune out the Spanish programming. I usually tune in, and I love the international perspective that you guys give, the Al Jazeera stuff and TUC and Third Paradigm, all this stuff. But, you know, I got to tune out a lot of stuff because it's just like, you know, it's just you lose me as a listener. I think Teresa's got a point about, are we serving the listeners who are in your base?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that was one of the issues that Teresa wanted to get some input on from the community, and that upset, at least the wording of the PSA upset folks, although my thought was if people were upset with the wording of the PSA, unless it was calling people kikes, niggers, and it should at least, you know, that if somebody wanted to present an alternate PSA, they could do that, and, you know, that would be fine.
And let me reiterate that, I state that if you had 20, 30, 40, 50% or even more Hispanic folks, locals, at your station paying dues like everybody else and doing shows, then so be it. There, you know, then you'd be fulfilling your mission. But to create this, I kind of feel like the left is always cannibalizing itself. It's like you're not expanding by this all this infighting that's going on. You're not expanding. You're actually losing in this situation. You're not gaining.
David, is there another point you want to make? Because I'm going to try to cram in a few more callers here.
If there's any way that I want to be able to help Teresa get her public affairs stuff on KZSC. I know about the structure there really well, heard some stuff that was wholly inaccurate, and I want to correct that and talk with her and help her get her stuff out.
That would be great. Send me an email, Teresa, T-E-R-E-Z-A, at thirdparadigm.org. I would love that.
Spell the first name again.
T-E-R-E-Z-A, Teresa.
At?
Thirdparadigm.org.
You got it, Teresa. We'll be in touch.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call, David.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 427-3772. No luck yet on the PSA. Yeah. Has it been removed?
No, I think Bob put it somewhere, but I'm helpless without him.
Yeah, you know, he's supposed to be coming
well,
to the studio.
Well, actually,
soon.
He said he may be late, so he has another 45-minute show that he wanted us to play for him.
Oh, dear. So we should cut ourselves off and play his show? This is not local programming, Bob. Wait, we have a caller. Maybe this is Skidmark calling in. Hi there. You're on Free Radio with Teresa and Robert.
Hi. I feel like a real turtle calling at this hour, and I kind of shyly listened to your program enough to participate, and I'm sad to say I have not. I've rarely participated.
No problem.
But this is my two cents as a listener in the community. I definitely have been appreciating Teresa's programming, mm-hmm. and I even tried emailing her and seemed to come up empty when I tried.
Do you have
some support, not particularly for this subject that you're now speaking of, but I love practicing my Spanish language, and I do that sometimes when I'm around coworkers. But I must admit, just my two cents, I do turn the radio off at that time and come back again in half an hour. Because I also echo what the former caller said about Al Jazeera and some of the world programming.
But you do come back.
I do come back. Yeah, I like your programming, Robert. I like a lot of what, it's so alternative compared to, you know, the standard that we get on all the other stations.
Thanks.
So I really do appreciate it, and I feel like I heal that I don't participate more.
Yeah, you should be. Get out there and help me out. I want a back rub. Get over here, will you?
Do you have any other question for me?
Well, you know what I have? First of all, do you have Teresa's new email? Because I'm sure that
she'd
like
to
hear from you.
Well, you know, when you say Third Paradigm, maybe I put the number. Is it spelled out?
It's spelled out, yeah. T-H-I-R-D.
So it's T-H-I-R-D.
Yes. Thanks for asking that.
And then P-A-R-A-D-I-G-M.
Yes.
.org. Yeah. Okay. Well, I will try that again.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you again for both your efforts. And I know you don't get paid, and it's just a really great service that you're doing. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye.
And calling. Bye bye. Phone lines are still open, 427-3772. We're 5 minutes into the world renowned World News Roundup. Another caller. Hi there, you're on Free Radio on the Kidnapped Skidmark Bob Show.
Hey, I've been listening to your show. I have a couple of comments.
Go ahead. What's your name, caller?
My name is Jorge. I happen to be a Spanish speaker, although my primary language is English.
Bienvenidos, Jorge.
Gracias. As I understand it, Teresa wants to focus on English, and it just doesn't jive with what Uncle Dennis. Uncle Dennis stated to be the station's mission, which is to serve everybody, in particular the underrepresented. So her goals just don't match, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
From my understanding. Another thing is I've enjoyed her show. She does a great job, although I don't agree with everything. I think she does a great job of presenting her point of view. So I appreciate what she does on the station.
Uh-huh.
Another point is that I tune out shows all the time, and some of them are the Spanish-speaking people because I just don't like what they do. So I tune them out. I always come back. So that's just part of listening to radio. You don't listen to a station 24 hours a day. You turn it off when you don't enjoy it or you don't appreciate it.
So what is your thought? Would you, Teresa suggested that what she may need to do is find another group of people who are actually interested in this, I think, frankly, a very noteworthy and a good project, but one that essentially doesn't compromise and doesn't try to be bilingual, I guess, is the bottom line, right?
What I'm looking for is one that is global rather than prioritizing community, because I feel like, you know, when I want to write something to the Sentinel, mm-hmm. what they want is something that's about the community. I can't write about the Honduran situation, about the indigenous groups in Peru, that all of the local venues, the Metro, the Good Times, what they want are community-oriented stories. And so for someone who wants to bring an independent global view and also tap into the great stuff that's being done by this independent network of programmers, there's not really a venue for it right now.
So in other words, she's not saying she wants to Englishify this entire station, given the fact that you've seen the controversy this creates. You're looking for but you are looking for that in some other area where it would be both English language and it would be global rather than local and involve Spanish-speaking bilingual. So I think that's very candid of you.
Right.
Some would call that racist, I suppose. I don't know if I would or not. What do you think, caller?
I don't believe she's racist, not for one second. I don't know her, but from having listened to her show occasionally and the discussion that has been going on, I don't believe she's racist.
I mean, I usually say, if somebody asks if I'm racist, I always say, yes, I am racist, not because I want to be, but because that's where I am. I mean, I don't have a lot of black and Hispanic friends.
Yeah.
I don't speak, I know I'm not really much involved in other cultures. I'm prone to be apprehensive late at night if I see someone of a different racial type approaching me. I don't even know if that's true, but I suspect I'm racist.
I
say that not because we have a self-loathing Mexican in the studio with us eating a burrito. That's Skidmark Bob. He's a Native American, a first American, actually. He's not a... Are you Mexican? Are you Native? What is your background, sir?
I'm actually a Mexican national, but I've been here most of my life.
Right. He's got his mouth full. I was actually talking about Skidmark, Jorge.
Oh,
but
yeah.
let me ask you to make a final statement. And we have Skidmark has given us another 5 minutes to speak before the actual his show goes on. Thank you, Skidmark.
Well, I think you guys are just going through some growing pains, and I hope you manage to work it out.
Thank you.
I appreciate pretty much everything you guys do. I have enjoyed the Spanish language extra half hour, which I think that's all it's been, is a half hour.
See.
But it's added a lot to my listening enjoyment. So I hope it continues.
Well, we may have to move you in as translator, Jorge.
Hey, I volunteered.
Would you?
I
may invite you on the next edition of Bathroom Spears Broadsides to translate into Spanish.
I never hear back from anyone when I volunteer.
Call 423-4833, 423-HUFF, and that's all that goes for any other listeners, and leave me a message as to your name and phone number, and I will call you back.
All right.
Thanks a lot, man.
So long.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open for the next 4 minutes. 427-3772 is our call-in line. You're on the air with... Jorge's off the air. It's Robert. That's me, Teresa, and this weird guy eating a big burrito. That's a big burrito you got there, sir. Go ahead, caller. What's your name?
Hello. Hi. This is Jim.
Hey, Jen.
Jim, J-I-M.
Hey, I'm sorry, Jen.
Short
Go ahead.
For James.
Jim.
I just had a couple comments.
Oh, Jim. Sorry, Jim.
I wanted to say just a few things that I think that Free Radio's mission has always been to provide both global and local news and information, and really to present local issues from people that are working on them, like Food Not Bombs, whatever. That's a really good example. But also, I wanted to comment that I believe that the Spanish language half-hour news program at 5:30 is a global news program. I don't think that it's about local issues. Also, Democracy Now! And other English language news programs are presenting things about, information about immigration stuff. So I don't think that Democracy Now! Is always focusing on, you know, something that's happening thousands of miles away or things that aren't happening in, you know, local communities in the United States. And lastly, I just wanted to point out, I never heard the so-called PSA that Theresa made and presented on the air, but I think it would have been a good idea, and maybe if this is going to happen in the future, if you're talking to your total audience, that especially if it's about an issue like this that affects the Spanish and English speakers, that it be presented in both languages so that the Spanish-speaking audience, assuming that there is one, can call in and make comments, you know, about what they think. So that's all I wanted to say. And I'll just listen to your comments off the air. Bye.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Bob. We're down to the last 2 minutes here, but we do have a little 427-3772 if you want to call in. You can talk real fast. Apparently, we've got some fast dialers. Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Hello? Do I have to talk really quick or just synchronize everything?
Just tell me what you got.
I was calling. I just wanted to make a comment. I love the multilingual shows you guys have on the show, but I don't know if you've done any research on how many Spanish-speaking listeners that you guys have.
I'm afraid that's censored. We won't be talking about that at this time.
Because the Brown Beret and issues like that, too, I know a lot of the Hispanic kids in town, and most of them are bilingual, not just, you know, monolingual. So I think a lot of kids, too, like, there should be some sort of outlet to where there could be a lot of the Spanish shows, I don't understand what they're saying, you know, like, in English, too.
¿Por qué no?
Actually,
why not? Because, porque yo va a aplastar.
Ajá, su español es muy, muy malo, como yo, ¿eh? ¿Verdad?
No, malo. Está, perfecto, pero...
Oh, perfecto.
Sí. I just don't speak a lot. And I took 3 years in Spanish, and even taking Spanish at, you know, the local high school, compared to actually speaking to somebody that's speaking fluently, it's really
también.
Hard.
I, too, took Spanish in high school, and I actually used it a little bit, but it's my Spanish is bad. You know, you got to use it to... I think Skidmark here has something to say about this.
Yeah, to answer your question, nobody's done any kind of research trying to find out, and there was never any promotion when the Informative Pacifica went on the air. They just threw it on the air and said they will come. There should be some kind of promotion, especially for something radical as that, at least months beforehand.
When I tell people, you know, the thing is, too, is when it goes back and forth from English to Spanish, I know a lot of people, English speakers that are tuning in when it's a Spanish station, they're just going to regard that as a Spanish-speaking station. And then the same with Hispanics or Latinos calling in listening to English. And I tell a lot of people, like, 101.1, and they're like, well, it's English. And I'm like, well, sometimes they have Spanish shows on. So maybe just a more, like, community outreach or some sort of connection to the two languages so that people know what's going on and don't just disregard it as one
good
or the
suggestion,
other.
Caller. I'm going to cut you unless you got something
hey,
real
thanks
quick.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
No problem. So can we go on time, Skidmark? We're at the 15-minute mark. What do you want to do? You want to continue a little bit or you want me to put on the old global outreach?
We're talking about Al Jazeera, and I got a really good Al Jazeera thing to play.
He's got a good Al Jazeera. We can't find the PSA. We have another.
Caller, go ahead.
All right. Another caller. Hey there, caller. You're on again. I mean, you're on for the first time.
Hi, man. Overtime on Skidmark, Bob. Hey, man. Paradigm and let's see, Rob North's show, Bath Rose Beers, and let's see, get yourself a brain transplant.
Pump down the volume. Pump down the volume.
Amoebas out there, man. You know, all these people and all these issues messing with programmers and all this stuff. Hey, man, you guys take it easy, man. Love all your stuff.
Thank you there, Drummer Dave.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. And I think, Teresa, we're going to give you the last word since you're the last one, your last guest in the studio here. Again, if you want to reach Teresa, you can get her at Teresa at thirdparadigm.org. That's P-A-R-A-D-I-G-M dot org. Paradigm,
yes.
For those who don't know how to spell it.
And my last comment is to just keep the question focused, that the question isn't whether or not we should have Spanish language programming on Free Radio Santa Cruz. The question is, should there be somewhere in Santa Cruz that people who work from 8 to 5 can find the independent global news that isn't censored by commercialism?
So if you'd like to help Teresa create that new space, and if you'd like to do promotion for Spanish language shows on Free Radio, call both Teresa and Free Radio. And actually, Teresa's on Free Radio, so maybe you can do both at the same time. Who knows? Thanks for being with me on this edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. If you have additional comments on the subject, which we can't cover now because we're going to global news, you can contact Free Radio at 427-4523, 427-4523. That's the voicemail line. Thanks for being with me in this edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. Wednesday I'll be at the Sub Rosa Cafe, unless they kick me out at 9:30 in the morning, serving a bizarre chemical mixture of coffee and hot chocolate. Come on down, we'll talk, and maybe we'll do something. Thanks for being with me on this edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides.